ויירו אלו לשם ואלוהינו ממרה ויושב פסח אויל ככל מיירו. אז רשי ונזר ויירו אלו לשם ואלוהינו ממרה. Why it's Elohim Mamre? There he was. Rashi says, why it says Elohim Mamre? So this is Rachamim first time explains Pshat. What is the Kasha? He was in Elohim Mamre. He was in Geula, so Hashem came to Geula. What is the Kasha? Why Hashem came to Elohim Mamre? So this Rachamim says, Nira the Rashi, in the Metar, it's Lomo Nira of Shom. Hashem Amaisa Hoyer, the voice is Manu Yavon Shom. אלא מה רוצה לדעת, מה צורך המיקרו לא ידיע ששום נראה אלו? Why Hashem has to, why the Pesach has to tell me that dear it was? What do you mean why? Because it says in the end, but it says that he was in Elohim Mamre, says in the puzzle before that he was in Elohim Mamre. So why the puzzle is repeating to say that it was in Elohim Mamre? Who should not send loy eitzo al amilo lefichoch nigla olof bechalk? That bischus that Elohim Mamre, Mamre gave him the Eitzah to do the Bris Mila. So Hashem was Nigla Eilu. And the Kasha was, Frank the Sif Zechachomim, why Avram needs to go to take an Eitzah from Mamre to make a Bris Mila? Hashem told him to do a Bris Mila. You need to go to Mamre to take an Eitzah? We need to go to Mamre to take a Eitzah and the Bris Mila. Zog me Maharal, Avram did not go to ask Mamre for a Eitzah to do a Bris Mila. Like Avram was scared that people will think that Avram is older already. He had it as a dream, he's not so clear, and he just took a knife and just chopped it off. Well, a little later in the parsha about the Akedah, Avram is walking 3 days to the Akedah. And in the Mefarshim asks, Avram Avinu has Alam al Kfitzas HaDerech. What is happening to the Kfitzas HaDerech here? So maybe to the Har B'Yischar. A lot of times, a person can jump. Yeah, I will do it. I'll be shtout, I'll be fest. After 3 days, you see the guy. You don't recognize that that is the guy that committed to be a Choshev V'Bachar, yeah? Simchas Torah, they sell the dapim. He says 50,000 blood. Yeah, it doesn't have a problem. Oh, but then tachlis, it's not so easy. Hashem wanted to take 3 days to get to that kid. Avram had 3 days to change his mind, and he made it. To wake up and say, Hashem said to kill him, it's done. A lot of people could do that. 3 days. That is the avoid. Avram didn't want that the Umasa'ilum will think that Avram did it without thinking, Lashem, he's old, it's dangerous, what people will say, it's against the society, it doesn't look in our days, it'd be Lashem if you do these kind of mitzvahs. If in our days you sit in Kollel, it doesn't look good. If in our days, you know, you do separate sneers and people could talk, it's not good. If in our days you do nice to everyone, it's not so good. All these mishugas that people could think. Maybe a person didn't realize that in our generation you have to behave different. So Avram went to discuss all of that with Mamre, and people will realize Avram considered it. It's dangerous, it's old, it's in fashion, what people will say. And even so, he decided to listen to Hashem. Just Mamre could have said no, and that would be. God, Mamre said yes also. Oh, but the reasons of the Maharal that he went to take a Eitzah from Mamre was not because Avram was mesupik. זאת פוסק ויידר, ויער אלו השם בלעני ממרי והוא יושב פסח או יול כחוי מיועים. זה לגמור, בונס כחוי מיועים. אומר רב חומר בר חנינא אויסו היום שלישי למילו היום. בוא הקדוש ברוך הוא לישר באברום, הויצא הקדוש ברוך הוא חמו מן ארתיקו כדי שלא יטריח אויסו בעיץ בצדיק. באורחים, שולח אס אליעזר לא צייס לחפש אויכים ולא ימוצו. אומר לו איזה בגמור ומציע, אין אמונה באבודים, יוצא הוא לחפש. He sent אליעזר to find guest, אליעזר came back as no guest. אומר, אין אמונה בעבודים. I will go to look myself. פרגל עם מפורשים, what do you mean? Maybe אליעזר תקה didn't find guest. אליעזר was נאמון. He trusts אליעזר on everything. אז הוי צחמו מן ארתיקו was impossible to be outside. He sends אליעזר, and אליעזר comes back and he says, אברום, there's no one out. There's no one there. He says, אין אמונה בעבודים. I will go to look myself. Mr. Tom has no guest. He trusts Eliezer to find. Eliezer comes back. I looked around. There's no one there. What do you want? There's no one there. Ain't a mule ba'avod. So Ruben Karelishtin Zatzal, he said with a famous story that Tenenbaum, the Bada Yeshivas, Biskirov, called him over to tell him, Erev Yom Kippur, that there's a soldier in Schneller, where they're building now, was the jail, the army base. He didn't go to the army. I wanted to poil tzach that they will take this young man out. So he said, okay, now it's Erev Yom Kippur, everything is closed in the country. Motzi Yom Kippur, I will take care of it. He said, no, I mean today. So he told him, now there's nothing more to do, all the offices are closed. You know, that's all, even the airport closes Erev Yom Kippur. Only the everything is closed. Skirov told him, don't tell me you can't do it. Say you don't want to do it. Okay, you got the way to hear such words from Skirov, Erev Yom Kippur. He went to the army base. He had the connections with the head general. He said, listen, you know, Erev Yom Kippur, you want the schools. The big rabbi told me to come over to ask. He said, yeah, for sure, no problem. Motzi Yom Kippur, I'll take care of it. He says, no, the rabbi said today. He says, you understand, today I can't do it. There's no one here. All the soldiers... He says, don't say you can't, say you don't want. He says, I have to scream at him. I don't want, I'll show you what I will do if I don't want. He says, it's not my words, the rabbi said it. Make the story short, the hour before Yom Kippur, he was out. In Avodas Hashem, is no musik, I can't. There's only a musik I don't want. Remember this. I could know Shas. I could be a Talmid Chochem. I could be happy. I don't want to know Shas. Rabbi Yisrael Salanter says, every Bocher wants to know Shas overnight. But in that night, he also wants to sleep at least 2 hours. The whole night to stay up, I want to know Shas overnight. Happens to sleep that night. Eliezer, Avram knows that there's no guest, it's hot. Avram knows that it's hot. Eliezer, fine guest. Says, I can't find. Avram says, if I will go to the door, guest will come. And guest came. It's Malachi, but guest came. Avram wanted guest, so Hashem sent guest. There's no musik, but there's no guest. I says, I want the support, but I can't. Avram wants guest, and there's no guest. So Hashem creates guest. Remember this Yesod. If a Yid wants to do a mitzvah, don't say, I can't. There's no guest. Tepir. Eliezer comes back, there's no guest. You looked for it, there's no guest. If you would want guest, Hashem would send guest. Avram decided, I want guest. So there's no guest, so guest came. Then there's a famous Ramban. See, oh, this Ramban. Well, we know Mamre. ויושב פסח אויל כחוי מיירי וישראינו ויער בין שלוש אנושים בסקר מוגדת ויורץ לקרוסו את המלוך נקום בסקר מוגדת נהו פער של הסקר בלינדר and they say והנה סורו בן לסורו אשתךו ותצחק סורו בקיר בולימור אחרי בלויסי אויס אלוהיבנו ועדוי מזקת ואם השם לא מצוחקו ואם הלא יצחק תקן צוחק Zog the Ramban, everyone that learns the parsha has its shvet. In the end of parsha's Lech Lecho, Hashem promises Avram. Perik Yudzayin, Posuk Nezor, Vayomer Elokim El Avram, Sorai Ishtecho, Lo Iti Kro Esor, Shmo Sorai, Ki Im Sor, Ubirachti Yoyso, Venosati Melecho Ben. It's a nevuah that Sorah is going to have a son. Avram does the bris mila. The third day, the malachim come, they tell Sorah you're going to have a boy. She starts to laugh. What it means? I will have a boy. Hashem told you 5 minutes ago you're going to have a boy. Forget about trusting the malachim. Forget about trusting you think the Arabs, you don't think the malachim. Avram Avinu got a nevuah. Sorah, I change your name. Your name is not Sorah, your name is Sorah. Ubirachti oisro gam mimeno. Hashem said he's going to have a boy. The Ramban frag the kasha. This is the kasha of Shad. Before Vertlach and the parasha, it's the Ramban's kasha. V'roi shenoymar ki Avram lo yigilo lo. Avram didn't tell Sarah. They're married for 90 years. 80 years. She's already 90. He's 100. She wants kids. And Hashem said there are going to be kids. And Avram didn't say it. Chmonis. She wants kids. Zog the Ramban, he didn't tell her why. One reason he says, Val Sorah was a Neviah, he knew the same way Hashem is talking to him, Hashem will talk to her. And if Hashem didn't tell it to her, obviously it's not time to tell it to her yet. Oy, Meroiv Zrizusoy Bemitzvas Milo, Loy Hoyos Man Ledaber Im Sorah. Hashem left, he took a knife, there's no time to talk about the good news. ואחר כך הוא יכול לכל כך. He couldn't speak, he was so weak, he couldn't move and talk to his wife. אז זה נרמבה. והיינו טעם שאברום לא היגד לסורו, שהוא כל כך תורות וחודש והבסמי לו, שלא יקויח לו לדבר עם סורו. And in that matzev, that he can't talk to his wife, the malachim come, Avram jumps, runs to the malachim. Understand what was the achnosas orchim from Avram Avinu. He was so shvach to tell this good news to his wife. As in the Ramban is pshat apostle. Now, Chazal say, the Gemara says, in the end, in Perek Rishon, that Yirmiyahu was davening an anshi anoson that they put him in jail. That the people that were bad to Yirmiyahu, even when they do tztoka, the Gemara says, they will get the wrong people, that they will not get tzcha. So we see from here that if someone gives tztoka and the guy is not poor, he doesn't get tzcha. So the Maisa Avram did chesed that was useless. No one needed this chesed. Chazal say, Bischar Vayorot Avram, Bischar. Avram got schar for everything that he did. Zogdim Meforshim, I think Baal Kotla says this, he said, that there's two reasons why you get schar when you do chesed. Because you're a good person, and because you're helping the other person. Avram Avinu did chesed because he was a good person, he wanted to do chesed. So even if the person that you do it to doesn't need it, but it's called chesed. Masha'inkin. Ansha and Nosson were bad people. So why did it chesed? The guy was crying, they felt so bad, not to give a donation to this organization. They felt so bad for the animal. And they felt so bad. So they gave chesed not because they wanted to do mitzvahs, because they felt bad. Then if the person that you give tzedakah to doesn't need it, you don't get tzedakah. Now the pasuk says, Avraham Avinu runs the Kabbalah Sikra'ochim, Yukach no me'at mayim v'rochatzu regleichem v'yishonu tachas ha'itz. Like Rashi, Yukach no me'at mayim al yedei sholiach. So what is Yukach no me'at mayim? Why only a little bit? So it's different as Be'er. So Rabbi Sol Salanter says, why it says Yukach no me'at mayim? Rashi says, al yedei sholiach. Avon didn't do it himself, he sent a shliach. Avram friend the shaliach. Look at Yisrael, when you do chesed al yedei shaliach, it's not a chokhmah to ask the shaliach to do a lot. They say over, Yisrael, the stipler will yell on guys, they come to learn in yeshiva, they take out all of the svarim. They like to see every gemara inside, every rashba inside, not even to use the koivets. They like the original, you know. Then they get up, they leave the hall. So I just can the tzaddik and the cheshvan of the gap. They say it was a yid that he had like a festive meal at his house. It was a big choshev balabas. He had like hundreds of guests. It was mamash a matzav. And Rabbi Sol came to the city and he asked Rabbi Sol, Saranda, if you could eat by him. And that Shabbos he'll have the whole town will come to join him. And he told Rabbi Sol, don't worry, you know, I know you're nervous in the kashas, but you know who's the cook with me? The almon of the altar rav. I took it to be the cook in my house. So Mamish knows all the halachas. Rabbi Sol said, I'm masking, but I'm running the show. Gizuntahay? Rabbi Sol said, Kiddush, Amoiti, fish, Zvira, hour, the whole meal is over. Before he's about to leave, the almana comes over, tells Rabbi Sol, I mamish appreciate. I'm so happy you came, please come every week. Everyone says, you know, this week she had to work double. She says, you don't understand. Every time they finish the meal at 12 o'clock, I come home, the little Yisraelim are sleeping already. This week I'm going home, I could go over with them what they learned at the Cheder, with the Parsha. Not a chokhmah to have guests and to make the almana to work the whole night. I'm not saying now she gets paid, she doesn't get paid, it's not the point. The point is, the chokhmah is, I'm a machnis oirach on the cheshbon from Yedem. Yukach no me'at mayim. Yukach no me'at mayim. They say the Beskirov will say alemol, in our parasha we have two people that made achnas esolchem. Avraham Avinu and Lot. Avraham Avinu, Lot is mentioned. And who did more? Avraham, what he did? Lloyd was dangerous. People wanted to kill him. He took out his daughters. They almost killed his daughter. The city was about to kill him. The whole massive. So the Velt says, and I think it's the real parents, it's very easy to be Lloyd. It's very hard to be Avraham. As Alamo will come for people with guns and tell us if we don't learn, they will kill us. There's not one guy here, maybe one, but chutz of him that will get up and leave. Yeah? One guy in Choshi, yeah, but chutz of him. Everyone will stay and learn. Mask him or not. If you don't learn, I kill you. If you be stay Jewish, we'll kill you. Yeah, we'll come here. If you're not taking off your yarmulkes now, I will kill you. I don't want to take off your yarmulke. If you don't mishtach with a tzelem, I'll kill you. There's a guy here that would say no. Yeah, but then if a guy has to stay awake to look him a game, yeah, that doesn't mean giant or small. Lomashana, yeah, he has to stay and look up a game the whole night. Why? How we could do that? The Teretz is to fight the gun. Everyone could to fight the stomach. I'm not feeling good. I'm nauseous. I have a headache today. The guys, you know, some guys. You know, I am all. I spoke to Yeshiva. We need to get like some doctors. Yeah. Well, I didn't feel good today, yeah? Feels so bad. Some of people don't feel good in the morning, yeah? They have a headache. To fight that headache is very hard. Someone comes, a bad uncle comes and invites him somewhere else, yeah? The guy would come with a gun, he would not go. But if he has a terrible uncle that came to the country and invites him, he will go with him. Yeah? Why you can't say no to that bad uncle that came to invite you somewhere? So that uncle will go to Gehenna. Say that. But why you have to go with him? Tell us this, it's hard to say no to an uncle, but it's easy to say no to the gun. Avraham Avinu was so sick. He couldn't move. That Mesiras Nefesh counts. When people in Lloyd say, Noach Masasochim, we don't need you to keep your religion, people keep their religion. Bekoyach, people keep it. To stay awake when you're tired, not to get up in the middle of Seder, that is the Nisayon. Avraham Avinu had a Nisayon, it's hot, there's no guest, there's no reason, no one needs it, and I'm sick, I'm not feeling good. That is Achmas Asalach. Lloyd is a gun everyone to. The Biskerov said, by Lloyd they came look like Arabs. By Avraham they came like Arabs. By Lloyd they came like Maloch. Everyone when the God Lador comes to his house, everyone wants a God Lador in his house. The big Rosh Hashiva comes to the city, he tells everything. Yeah? When the Meshulach knocks on the door, he doesn't even let him open the door. Avraham Avinu made Achmas Asochim and Ishgikukra is Malochim. The Chochim is the door of Achmas Asochim when it doesn't look like Achmas Asochim. Then the Pasuk is Mamshich. ויאמר השם המכס אני מאברום אשר אני יוסף ואברום מויהי אלוגי עוצום כי יודעתי למנה שיצא ועזבונו ועזבונו אחרו ושומרו דרך השם. Hashem says I have to tell Avraham Avinu about what is going to be in Sdoim. And the Mefarshim shtel, why? Why Avraham Avinu has to know about it? And why Avraham Avinu is davening so stark for Sdoim? So, the Medrash says, you know, Sdoim was terrible. The best thing that we would want was that Sdoim would be destroyed. It's the worstest place in the world. So the Maril Diskin says a Yesoid, and I want you to hear this Yesoid shout. Avraham Avinu wanted that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will promise him that if his 10 tzaddikim, he doesn't destroy Sdoim. He knew that Lo Sidlo B'Klal Yisrael will have Chatoim, and he wanted to remind me the Aftoche that a tzaddik protects. The Gemara says, what is that B'Koyers? If someone says, Mayahani Le Rabbono, he brings down the Medrash Eicho, brings down that 3 years Andrinus Keso was around Beisa. Beisa was a city. And Rab Lezer Amudoi was sitting and learning there, and Andrinus Keso could not capture the city. Kusi Echod, and he told him, I'll give you a Eitzah. Kozman, this person is davening and learning, you will never capture it. So he went, and he saw him davening, and he pretended that he talked to him, and he went to the Biryonim Bar Kozvi, and he said that he wants, because Bar Kozvi killed Rablezer Amidoi, and then they captured the city. So Chazal tells us, Bar Kozvi, in his army, to be in his army, you had to have a koyach to take with one hand, and to take out a big tree out of the floor. Bar Kozvi, when the Romans would throw these big stones, he would catch it in one hand and throw it back. And this was the soldiers. There was no way the Romans could capture the city. When Reb Lezer Amidoi died, they captured the city. So what people thought the whole time? Who is protecting the city? The Giboyrim. But the answer is, it's not the Giboyrim. The ones that are protecting the city is the Talmid Chacham that is sitting and learning. Avraham wanted a shtel. That if Yesh Tzadikim Boir, HaKadosh Baruch will not destroy it. And then the Pusik says, Vayemer Hashem, Zdak Asnoim Vamiro Ki Rabbi, Vechatosom Ki Chaveido. Then the Malachim come to Sdoim. day. Then Lloyd runs away from Zdoim, and they go into the Ma'or, and they think that there's no one left. ויהי בשכן אלוהי כי מסורי הקיקו, ויזכר אלוהי כי מסברום, וישלח אסלוי כביתוי חאפיכו, ויהיה אלוהי מצויה וישב בהר. אותי מרבחירו על הצעירו, ווינו זוקן, ואיש אין באורץ לא בא אלינו כדרך כל האורץ. לנכון נשקו אסו ווינו יין, ונשקו ואימוי ונח ימו ווינו זרע. ותשקן אסו ויהם יין בלילה ההוא. וטוב היה בחירו ותשקו וסופירו. ואי מוכרס ותוק מבחירו ואתוי מרי שוכבתי ואתר שתי בני סלויק מהאוויר הבחירו קולד מאוב, מויוב, from the father and the צעיר קולד בן עמי also from the father, just a little bit nicer so they say over, this is what Ramosha Feinstein would say over this mice that And Tof Reish Pebeis, one of the Balabatim in the city, Lubilich, Rav Moshe was a rabbi before he came to America, was sick. And Rav Moshe went to visit him. This was last night. So Rav Moshe said, over the smaisa. And he asked to take everyone out of the room. And he told him, last week was Parshas Vayeira. And I spoke, and I asked the question, We know that from Ruth HaMoavio, who was the grandson of Ruth HaMoavio? David HaMelech. How it could be that Mashiach came out from such people? They were Mezanah's nus with their father. They were Mezanah with their father. Mamza. And not only that, She called him Moyov, Me'av. And I spoke very badly against the daughters of Lot. He says, by night, Motzei Shabbos, two old ladies came over to me. And they told me that we are the daughters of Lot. I said, Moshe Feinstein says, over the mice. And we want to tell you, we were Avram's family, we were safe from Sdoim, b'schus Avram Avinu. And we believe there is no one dear with us. And if we would become pregnant, and we would not say that it's from our father, people would think that we got pregnant, kivyochel, from nowhere. And what happens when people get pregnant, the people think it's from nowhere, they create a new religion. And we were scared that will come out from us a new religion. So we were mevazer ourselves that people will say moyov, that no one could make up that it's not from our father. So we did it l'shem shomayim because we thought no one is left in the world. But we were scared to cover it that Chas V'Sholem, the kid will not claim that he was born from HaShemayim. And Chas V'Sholem, a religion will come out and they will claim that Mashiach came to the world. So b'schar that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu paid me that the real Mashiach came out for me. And because you are mevazim me, that I gave the name Moyov, that part was the most Shel Meshem Shamayim, you will have to die. And he turned his face to the wall and he died. This is what Moshe Feinstein says all over his face. True, not true, I mean, true that Moshe says it, yeah? Say, true that the guy had the dream. Now, it doesn't mean that it's right what they did, it's wrong what they did. It only means a lot of times we don't see the oimek behind Zafar. Who's the Moravio? It was Mezana with her father, and she called him Moyov. And from that, David HaMelech comes out. No, she says it's a gnai.
Rashi says it's a gnai.
Vayim is the Mishom Avrom Arzo Hanegev Ha'eshev in Kodesh Ben Shur. And then they take sorrow. Hashem poged the sorok asher omar vayas Hashem le sorok asher dibur v'tar v'teil et soro la'avon ben l'skunov la'moyed asher dibur oisri elikim v'ikro sham no yanel aloy asher yodo le soro yitzrok v'ishma mala the closest says as they ויושקום אברום בבויקר ויקח לחם וחמס מים ויתן אל הוגו סום על שכמו וסיילת וישלחו ותילך ותיתה במדבר באר שבע ותילך ותיתה במדבר באר שבע ותרשי ותילך ותיתה חוזרו לגילולי בי סוביה חזר דרשן ותילך after אברום sends הוגו away ותילך ותיתה במדבר באר שבע חוזרו לגילולי בי סוביה. How we know that she went back to גילולי בי סוביה? How we know? So he tries to say פשט. So they say for the Briskerov, I'll say it over with a meiser, they say over. When Reuben Pomerantz was going once, Moshe Pomerantz, he was going in a train. And near this, and him in the train was sitting a sheikhet, a moyer, and it was time to shmooze. And without realizing, they realized that he forgot to go down in the station. And they're looking at the window, it's Friday, there's no way to get back. They understand that they will have to park somewhere, who knows where. The moyel is starting to get scared, was Zayin. The Mocha tells the moyel, I want to tell you, Yid is a Yisoid. A Yid never has a mistake in the way. If he has a mistake, then it means HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending it. Okay? The train stops at the next station, they go off. Slowly, slowly, they see that the Yid is right. It's not even one Jewish person there, yeah? Because they thought maybe, you know. There's no one there. There's mamish no one there. But the Sheikh, you know, Rebbe Moshe Pomerantz is here. He's getting quiet. Until they find out there's one Yid at the end. They knock on his door. They open the door. The guy starts to cry. That's it. He says, you don't understand. I had a baby, today is the 8th day, I was just sitting and davening to Hashem, send me a moyel. So Hashem sent me the moyel. So Amalfa told him, you see, a Yid never has a mistake. Zog the Briskerov. Vateita b'midbar b'Hashem. She started to feel lost. Chozro legilu lebeisavir. She's not a Yid. So every guy was saying, every time when I'm lost, I'm not a Yid? First, yes. But I want to explain. We're speaking about Hogar that saw Malachim. Hogar was the base of Avraham Avinu. She saw Emune B'chush. She was sent away and she's lost. Lost is not a Yid. A Yid has to know HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes him somewhere. If you feel you're lost, ותלך ותיתה במדבר באר שבע. Then the pasuk is ממשיך. הקדוש ברוך הוא תורז אברהם הובילו בניסוי נפדה הקדה. And now I want to speak a little bit. ויהי אחר הדבורים הועילו ואלוהיקים ניסו אס אברהם ויאמר לו ואברהם ויאמר הנני. ויאמר קטנו אס בינכו אס יחיבכו אשר אהבתו אס יצחו ולך לכו אל ארץ המויריה. ועלהו שם לאוילו על אחד האורים אשר רואים הרי לכו וישכם אברום בבויקר ויחבש את חמורי ויקח את שני נעורב איתוי ישמואל וליעזר ואת יצחוק בנוי and they going ביום השלישי ויסר אברום אסינו וירס עמוקים מרוך. So we said there's no קפיצס הדרך because if we want that Avraham would do it בישוב הדס, and to show that Avraham is doing it, it's a famous maise with the Satmar Rebbe, Reb Lazer Plashinsky. Hey, Reb Lazer Silver. Reb Lazer Silver was a goyen oilo. If you know, Reb Lazer Silver was a goyen oilo. But Alamo Chapman with the Satmar Rebbe. I said, Reb Lazer Silver would say, Alamo, I have Bavli here, Yerushalmi here, Rambam here, Rishonim here, Machi Chazay, I have a Shnikotei. Reb Lazer Silver. So he was going with the Satmar Rebbe in a boat, and he turned over to the Satmar Rebbe, the boat was going, he told Rebbe, we're already a couple of days in the boat. Where's the Kfitzes HaDerech? You know, the Rebbe's not Moifsi. So the Satmar Rebbe told him, Chava Kasha, Avraham Avinu is really walking 3 days to the Akedah. Why Avraham Avinu didn't have? The Torah is given to Otm Eliezer. When there's a laser, can dolt him, we can't shmach in Kfitzes HaDerech. So that laser, it's a gate, it's a gate, it's a gate, it's a laser. The famous Satmar Rebbe as well. But we call Mekoyim, it's Berusli, you know, they say, one of the, I don't want to say, one of the Choshev, G'dir Achroinim, send, is set, we use the Sfarim, it's like 20 Sfarim, to send the Sfarim to the Satmar Rebbe. And he written a letter that, Rebbe, I'm really apologizing, if you will see some red from the Achroinim, I'm saying, Echzok Tzu, and I didn't steal it. Because Ein Darki Listakel Ba'achroinim, so maybe you will find things in different Sforim, but Ein Darki Listakel Ba'achroinim. And he said, oh, it was 20 Sforim, but this letter, after a month, he gets back the Sforim wrapped, in the same wrap, the rabbi didn't open it. And it says, on the wrap, Ein Darki Listakel Ba'achroinim. The Shavkai from the Sakhmer, Mikol Mekoyim, Savon Mavino goes to the Akedah, ויקרא לו מלאך השם מן השמיים ויאמר אברום אברום אל תשלח יודך אל הנער ואל תעש לו עם אומו כי אתו יודעתי כי יור אלוהיקים אתו ולא יחוסכתו אסבינכו אסכיתכו ממני רשי בגזדר כי אתו יודעתי אומר הבא ואומר לו אברום מפרש לך חוסי חוסי אתמול לא אמרת לי כי ביצחו חוזרתו ואומרתי כך לא אסבינכו עכשיו אתו אמר לי אל תשלח יודך אל הנער I want him to. So Avraham Avinu says, "Let me to do a scratch." Vayomer lo, "Ato yodati ki yor elokim ato v'lo yichosachto es bincho es yichitcho mimeni." Pshach rotze alamo lo shmuz. What is ato yodati? When he was masking to do the akedah, it was no raya yet ki yor elokim ato. When Hashem told him not to do the akedah, when Hashem told him not to do the Akedah, and Avraham decided not to do the Akedah, that was a bigger godless. To do the Akedah Hashem Shomayim, Hashem says, no, don't do it. I want. No, don't do it. I don't. He didn't do it, not because of Baruch Hashem. He didn't do it because Hashem told him not to do it. That is the harder thing. Do you too, I would do the Akedah. Yitzchak would die without kids. It was a mistake. I didn't marry him off. I have to marry him right away. Do you too, that would be the Akedah. So I would be left with nothing. So he rushed to marry off Avraham Avinu. This is the Pashtus Apostle. Vayachar Advorim Oel. This is the Pashtus. Zogin in the Fall of Shulchas V'Sholem. It's sagt der Kotzke Rebbe, Chas V'Shalom. Und Avram. Avram Avinu, sagt der Kotzke Rebbe, said, I know why Hashem didn't let me to Shecht Yitzchak. Because I didn't marry him off. There's no Einiklach, there'll be nothing left. Such a shame. If I would marry him off, Hashem would let me to Shecht. Marry him off, maybe soon he will tell me to Shecht. Not Pum Fakert. We read the parasha. Avram said, "Achar advarim ha'ele, if Yitzchak would go, there'll be no kids." He was thinking, "Why Hashem didn't let me to Shecht? I wanted to do a korban." I know the chokhmah of the nisayon is not, "Oh, Baruch Hashem, I passed the nisayon." We want to do the nisayon to the Ribbono Shel Olam. Like this, we take a zeichet to kirvas Hashem.